What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time.
Time for our podcast. Gee, it was a good show. We've got lots for you. Catch them if you can, if you missed it. This is the segment that people love. We get begged to bring this back all the time. It's our Fox Bureau of Investigation, where we hire out private investigators to help people, our loyal listeners, with things in their lives they would love to have investigated. But on this occasion, it took a turn we never expected. And a boyfriend was sus on his girlfriend and her behaviour, thought she might be having an affair with her personal trainer. And then out of nowhere, she called us. You don't expect the target to contact us. And she wanted to speak to us and give us her side of the story. You do not want to miss it. Teaser, it wasn't the personal trainer. But she was up to something.
And she was listening to us in the car and thought, whew, this could be me. So our private detective, he didn't get caught out.
No.
She just listened to our show and went, oh, my God, this sounds familiar.
Yes, and it was. And don't forget the answer for Alpha Bucks to get you $20,000. That's coming up soon.
Arden Homes create award-winning energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Our Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio host Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brecky and the Burbs.
You just won Fox's golden ticket.
That is the secret sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Oh, yes. It's your Friday. Good morning, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Happy. Yeah, this is so Fev's started watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from about 2015.
It's so good.
And it's taken me back about 10 years. Yeah. And he'll go, this just happened. And I'm like, you know that they're divorced and she's remarried and had three more kids.
This is what I hate, though. Spoilers everywhere from you. Fev's just trying to get into a thing.
I know.
And you keep wrecking it.
No, I don't mean to, but he'll say, oh, I just watched this. And I'll go, oh, has Denise slept with Brandy yet?
Yeah.
And I don't.
But that's spoilers.
Well, I just assume everyone knows.
I said, welcome to your Friday at the start as well.
Did you? Why? Yeah. Was that an accident?
Nah, it's just because it's Wednesday. Everyone has 4 days off now.
I see what you've done. Tomorrow is a public holiday.
Thanks for telling us again.
Yeah. Surprise. We don't. We will be here Friday.
No, we won't.
Okay. 6 a.m. apparently, if you do wake up as well. Hey, big show. We've got the big twist, the big finale. Catch them if you can. Our Fox PI has been investigating the private life of one of you that got in touch with us. We spoke about the twist yesterday.
Fifi, Fev and Nix. Catch them if you can.
Catch them if you can. It's the Fox Bureau of Investigation, where we let you use our Fox private investigators for your own personal gain, whether it's something in your personal life you want to get to the bottom of, your business, your professional life, your family. Our private investigators are top notch. Now, a lot of people were asking what happened to our most recent case.
Hi, I'm just wondering what happened to Fifi, Fev and Nick's Catching If You Can.
I thought I missed it, but it wasn't in the podcast on the listener app either.
I was just getting really into it and then it disappeared.
So everybody wondering what happened. We were buying into this. We were intrigued with what was going on in this case. So I'm going to reset. Kim was a client. Now, everybody's anonymous. Nobody's names are used, and we use voice disguises because it's very important no one's identifiable. And these were Tim's concerns in his long-term relationship.
She started going to the gym last year, and the gym has taken over her life in the last year.
Is it true that you might be a bit sus on her personal trainer?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she doing girls' weekends?
Yeah.
Do you speak to her when she's away, or does she just keep her phone? Like, is she going to like retreats?
No, it's almost like it's almost like radio silence. But that if that hadn't been across the whole group of girls, like, you just don't see anything on social media, you go.
That's interesting. So Tim's partner, her behaviour had changed in the last 12 months or so after a lot of weight loss and working out at the gym. Tim was quite sus about her personal trainer. So Fox private investigator Dave, he was on the case for, I think, just over 48 hours. He had gotten back to us and he had said, can't see anything dodgy with the personal trainer, which was a great result. And then the next step was Tim's partner, she had a work meeting, and we were talking about this on the radio, and then Darcy, our producer, got a phone call from a woman who thought, I think this is me. Now, this has never happened in the history of Catch Them If You Can. Somebody thought, I think I'm the one who's in question. So Darcy then spoke to the woman, and we got to the bottom of it. It was, in fact, Tim's girlfriend. So then we did all the due diligence we need to do here as radio broadcasters. And Tim and his girlfriend, who we'll now call Nicole, talked through the issues in their relationship. And Nicole said, I would like to go on the radio and give my side of the story. So with Tim's permission, and I want to make this very clear, they're both now open to sharing the story and what's going on in their relationship. Nicole, obviously an alias and on a voice disguiser. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hi.
Morning.
Now, Nicole, let's get to the bottom of this. People were so intrigued in the case that the private investigator was pursuing. How did you figure out, or what made you think this might be my boyfriend?
Look, I was listening, and I thought that there were a few things. You know, I obviously started going to the gym last year, and the way he speaks, you know, once you've been with someone for a while, you kind of know the way they talk, even if they've got a voice disguiser on. So there were a few things that I felt could have been relevant to the past year of my life as well, so I thought that I wanted to check.
Now, Nicole, obviously Tim felt obliged to hire a private investigator because he thought something might have been going on with you going to the gym all the time, and especially with your trainer. Now, was he right in thinking that?
There was absolutely nothing going on with me and my trainer. He's just a really good friend. But there were things going on that he probably had right to be a little bit concerned about, but not what he thought.
What were they? What were those things?
look, it's... I have been seeing somebody else who's not Tim, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but it's actually a friend that I met at the gym who is a woman, and it's something that has been really confusing and difficult to work through, and yeah.
That's a game changer.
Nicole, this is... Oh, wow. Okay, did not see that coming.
No.
Nicole... Now, let's fast forward. So obviously, you know, Tim suspected something was not right or as it used to be in your relationship. So, and often the gut does tell you this. So his gut instinct was right, but it wasn't who he thought it was. When you realised through talking to our producer, Darcy, that it was you, and you and Tim obviously sat down for what would be, imagine, a very big conversation in your relationship, how did it play out, and how did Tim take it when he found out that you were seeing... a woman?
Yeah, look, it wasn't fun. It wasn't good, but I really loved him, and he loves me, and it was just something that I needed to tell him, and I probably should have told him quite a long time ago, but it was a really difficult thing for me to work through as well. And we've I've talked it through. We're doing well, and you know, I'm here. I'm talking about it here, but it was really tricky. He's such a great guy that he took it, I think, as well as he could have. And we're still together and working through it and seeing what the next steps look like.
Well, that's good.
I mean, that is great. You know, in so many ways, and we often say with this segment, Catch Them If You Can, it really is about bringing, I guess, honesty or clarity to a relationship or a situation. And this definitely came out a different way. We didn't see it going in this direction. Do you feel somewhat relieved, Nicole, that now you've been open with Tim? And the fact that you've said that it's not game over for you and Tim. This is now something you're working through together.
Yeah, look, it's definitely a relief to have it off my chest. There's obviously still a lot that we need to figure out with my friend as well. And how things are going to go with her. It's not something that I ever saw happening. So we're just trying to figure it out.
So you're still with Tim and still with your friend? Are you with both?
We're figuring that bit out now.
So have you been with the other girl since you told Tim?
No.
Okay.
No.
What are you figuring out? Whether you bring it all in together or...
That's something that's on the table, yeah.
That guy's just gone, thank you.
What? Wow. So, oh, goodness.
So he's up for that?
Look, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We appreciate, look, and obviously, Nicole, you know, we love that you are talking about this and with Tim's permission and the both of you. Wanted to give some resolution because people get invested, even though they don't know who you are and could walk past you in the street and never know it's you, Nicole. We really appreciate you coming on the show and giving us this update.
Old Timmy Two Chicks.
Hey, yeah. And we wish you well, Nicole, and good luck. Fev wants to keep talking.
Yeah, I just want to ask one more question.
What did you think? No,
I'm not going to talk about that. I just want to know, Nicole, obviously Tim went out on a limb because he thought you were cheating. Do you resent him for hiring a PI?
No, I understand why he would have done it. I wish he would have asked me, but I don't think that I'm necessarily the person who's in the position to make moral judgments at this point.
And it let him call Josiah. Josiah said to call him, he'll give him some tips and talk
on
through.
What?
Experience.
Oh, no. Now, look, Nicole, thank you so much again for joining us. Say hi to Tim for us, because that's where this all began. And good luck. We'll keep in touch, and we hope you and Tim work through it and arrive somewhere that makes you both really happy.
Well done, Nick. Wow, I didn't see that happening, Boxy.
No,
wow.
So many twists and turns. Yeah. The fact that Tim thought it was the male personal trainer.
Yeah.
And remember, Tim, he said that Nicole was going on girls'
weekends. Girls' weekends.
Girlfriend.
They actually were.
101.9 The Fox.
Anzac Day tomorrow, wonderful public holiday. We get behind our public holidays here in Melbourne. And also, very important to remember and celebrate and commemorate all the Anzacs alive and past. There's so much emotion attached to that day. But I guess most importantly, it is a day off and that's what everyone's focusing
on. Chew up and beers.
Yeah, it's a great public holiday. Now, it's dropped on a Thursday this year, which has led a lot of people to forecast. I've even had Trixie say, I'm sure I'm not going to school on Friday. Yes, you are. You are. And people are thinking about sickies. So much so, a study has found that apparently nearly 4 million Australians are likely to throw a sickie on 100%. Friday. 4 million Aussies aren't going to work. Uber, our good friends at Uber, they've, in fact, to help people throw sickies, they've created an excuse generator. Because you've got to be careful with sickies. You know, how often do people get caught on a sickie? You know, you go, oh, I'm not feeling very well. And the next minute, you're in the television, on the television, at the crowd at the cricket.
Yeah.
You know, people go, you've got to be very careful. So now with this excuse generator, it's all AI, Uber help you. And these are some good ones. To say you're fixing a gas leak in your share house because your landlord won't do it. Like, I'd believe that because it's so unique.
I wouldn't believe it if you said it. If he's in a share house.
Jury duty.
Well, that's a
people
good one.
Get called up for that.
What a one-day trial.
Your partner's parents sick. You know, some people are too quick to say my grandparent died, or then you start going, your grandparent died five times.
Yeah, my mother-in-law's up in Gisborne. She just had her shoulder redone, so probably.
You do an auntie or an uncle.
Sickies can backfire. We are opening the phone lines, 131060. What did you come up with? How did it backfire? And there's a great story we're going to hear in the studio. One of our wonderful colleagues, Lockie, is going to come in here.
Who's Lockie, this
guy? You know Lockie. Well, a couple of things about Lockie. He is our publicist, you're suggesting he looks like he could host a kid's show.
That's true, yeah.
Well, two things I'm going to say about you, Lockie. You do a great job as our publicist for the show.
Thanks, Fee.
But also, he's a little Easter egg in our new television commercial that you're going to see on our screens very soon.
He's not in there.
Shortly.
That's true. Not only blinking, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
Did you get him more than us?
He's actually, for some bizarre reason, he was wearing a backpack in the... in the TV commercial.
Oh, he's running on the bus.
Well, I think it's because they thought I was a child.
Yeah.
I think they gave me it because they were like, you look like you could be 14.
You have Where's Wally vibes in the ad. So look out for Lockie in our TV commercial.
So true. Hold on. Is his excuse for the Sickie Friday going to be mental anguish from the bullying we're currently giving him? Is that?
No, that'll be next week. I need a whole week off of this.
Now, Lockie.
Yes.
My apologies.
Oh, are you trying to act sick?
He's already said that.
She's saying that. Come on.
Just got a frog in my throat.
Lockie, you've had a
sickie really backfire. Can you tell everyone what happened?
Yeah, well, I was working in retail. I was working at Apple. This was a few years ago, and it was over like Christmas.
Were you the genius bar?
No, not me. I was only there for a few months, actually. But this may be why.
It was when you walked in, he just greeted you.
Yeah, I was one of the people that would talk to you about the phones. Yeah.
Okay. I reckon James Blake is jealous.
Yeah.
Well, he was real keen on the Apple part. He didn't care about the rest of it. He just really loved that I worked at.
His first kiss.
And, so I was working at Apple. It was over the Christmas break. And anyone that has worked in retail knows, like, you can't get days off over Christmas. So I had a 21st party up in Canberra for the weekend. So I went to the doctor and I was like, I'm feeling really sick. I just needed 3 days off work. And the doctor was a bit like, a bit skeptical. So I just kept escalating the symptoms. And I was like, it's not just I'm not feeling a little unwell. Like, I haven't eaten in days. He's like, this actually sounds really bad. Like, I'll give you the weekend off, but you need to go have all these tests done. And I'm like, this just doesn't. He's like, I think we'll need blood tests. You'll probably need an ultrasound. This sounds really serious. And I'm just thinking, all right, if I get the weekend off, I'm happy.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. So I go away for the weekend, have a big weekend, and they get a call 9 a.m. Monday morning. And the doctor's like, the test results have come back. You need to come straight in.
What?
Yeah. He's like, this is really off. He's like, either something's gone horribly wrong at pathology or we've got serious issues. And I'm like, it's probably pathology. Like, I'm feeling pretty healthy. Like, I feel great. Get in. He's like, okay, well, your kidney function is like, incredibly low, but he's like,
it's worse now.
Well, after this weekend, it hasn't gotten better. And then he's like, it's so low that like, we're going to have to redo this test. Cause we don't believe that it's true. Redo the test. And he's like, all right, we're going to have to get you off to ultrasound. So when I got an ultrasound and I'm sitting there and they're like, talk to me like, so you never have anything wrong with your kidneys? I'm like, nah, nothing. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't feel your kidneys, right?
Yeah. No.
Anyway, so I'm in this place getting an ultrasound for maybe like, I reckon it was 45 minutes, like no exaggeration. And they're doing it. They're bringing people in. Like, I'm like, people are looking, but they're not telling what's going on. And then,
I just pee blood like everybody else. Just a regular run-of-the-mill man.
And then the head doctor comes in and head doctor's looking, like doing the ultrasound. And then she stops and she looks at me and then she goes, so you didn't know that you were missing a kidney?
Oh,
what?
And I was like... No, I had no idea. And then she's like, you've only got half of one kidney.
What?
So you're missing, I've got 40% of one kidney and I'm missing the other.
Where, just when you were born?
Yeah.
Without it?
Yeah, just
born.
Would
you pass out in Bangkok or something? Oh, black market Lockie.
Sure. Cold hangover in Canberra.
What's amazing about that is it just starts with a sickie, I'm going to have to get a medical certificate, to find out you've got a quarter of a kidney.
Yeah.
That's a good thing though.
Whoa.
See, lying pays off sometimes.
Yeah.
Well,
he wouldn't have found out he had a kidney if he didn't lie.
I guess I'm endorsing a sickie on Friday. Go and see if you've got both your kidneys.
Well, I'm going to go see the doctor tomorrow. I can't. I've got to do it Friday morning.
Why?
Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. The way I butcher my kidney, if I've only got 40%, I'll be dead soon.
Yeah, I reckon you know by now if you only had one kidney.
That's a great story.
That is an amazing story. Now, we've got
Friday now,
people
though.
Calling we're through.
A long time.
Are we going to talk to Jeff? Are you there, Jeff?
Hello.
Jeff.
This is actually, I'm not proud of it, but it is a true story.
Oh, gosh.
I'll make it clear that this is back in my worst days, and I wasn't very close to my dad, and I had a really bad day. And I actually said that my father had passed away.
Your dad?
Yeah, you to get away with it. And they gave me 5 days grievance leave, right? And I was like, oh, my God, now what the hell? Then they wanted to send flowers to the point where I didn't really see my dad. 3 years later, I still remember it was a Friday. We're having a barbecue. And my dad actually rocks up to my workplace.
No.
Oh, he's back.
And then I've got bosses going, who's that? And I'm going, oh, it's my partner's dad.
Oh.
And he's trying the thing. And I'm like, oh, that is fully backfire.
Jeff, of all the like people who have passed, to just go, it's so primary to say your dad. Like,
come
it was
on,
so
a,
much
come on
it.
That's a rookie
well,
effort.
You might have thought he was safe. You didn't talk to him.
Oh, yeah, but you've got to go gastro before my dad did.
You've got to go wife's uncle, anything.
So many options.
Depends how many days you want off.
Oh, Jeff, that's a shocker. Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing that. Judy from Taylor's Lakes. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Judy. Have you had a sickie backfire?
Yes. Oh, this was probably like 15, 20 years ago, but I still haven't forgotten the day, so... So what happened was I used to work at Big W and I was probably around 19 years old and it was like a sunny, it was like summer, sorry. And I remember like it was, I wanted to go out to the beach because it was really hot weekend. So I decided to pull a sickie that day that I was rostered to work. But what happened was on that day when I was at the beach, my actual boss was on the same beach that I was.
Oh.
And I was like, right. And she actually spoke to me and she was like, oh, okay, how fancy to see you here. But luckily, she didn't actually fire me or anything. So.
Oh, that's good.
Well, hang on, because she wasn't at work either.
She was checking the sickie
as
well.
No, so whether she wasn't rostered, I don't remember, like, to be honest. But, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. Got to think your sickies through. Yeah.
And stay inside activity, I think, a sickie.
Yeah, don't leave.
No.
Like, think it through. Like, find out you've got one kidney and then push through with the, I need a day off.
Do you have to do anything for that now? Like, do you have to watch what you drink and...
Not necessarily like drinking. I mean, I get gout now and I'm, So
that's an old man's
sucks.
Thing.
Yeah, no, seriously, it's an old man's thing.
So you're
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
You're the youngest looking bloke to have gout. I know,
it's incredible. I can't, I got told I wasn't allowed to like play footy or any contact sport or anything like that.
Oh, lucky. That's what stopped you playing AFL.
Yeah, I know, that's exactly right.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi Fevenick, good morning.
This is the highest the desk has ever been for you. I can't even really see you.
I know. I'm quite short in
might
this
have to put
room. And we have some very special guests in the studio because tomorrow is a public holiday and it has one of the biggest football clashes in the 2024 calendar.
It's the biggest game of the home and away season.
The guard is with us. On Anzac Day.
And the biggest players are going head to head. Literally, have you seen Ben McKay? He's like 2 metres tall. He's huge.
He's massive.
Jack Crisp.
Crisp with speed. The speedster chasing him. He's gaining the Crisp hold is on.
Ben McKay.
What a good mark to McKay. This time inside 50. Venus was there, but again McKay.
We'll do battle. Melbourne's biggest stage. And it all starts now.
Yes, they're in the studio, Collingwood and Essendon, Jack Crisp and Ben McKay. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having
Fair
us.
Fair intro.
Yeah, you like that?
I like
Got a bit of rumble in the jungle about it.
That's all we've got time for today, guys. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Good luck for tomorrow.
And Fev, you just pointed out, everyone now in the studio is very tall.
Yes.
And hey, shut up, 5'10 and a half.
You look tiny.
I was telling the boys about the lore of Crusher outside.
Hey, now, boys, as a non-Collingwood and Essendon player, You look at you guys who get to play tomorrow and run out on the great MCG, and you're in awe of you guys. What's it like? I know, Ben, this is your first time ever. And
yep.
It'd be the biggest crowd you've ever played in front of.
Absolutely. Round one was 75,000, I think, against the Hawks.
That's what you get in a whole year at North.
Literally, yeah. So I think they reckon 90, 95,000 tomorrow. So it's pretty incredible when you think about it.
You nervous?
Oh, absolutely. I get nervous before every game. So tomorrow will be no different, but it's a pretty cool occasion. And it's obviously more than football to a degree. So can't wait to get out there.
What about you, Jack? You obviously played in a few. You've played about 8,000 games in a row. So you've played in a few Anzac days. What's it like as a player that, with all the tradition, and then you have meetings during the week, and they bring up everything about the Anzacs. How does it feel to be standing out there and representing that?
Yeah, you said it. It's a pretty momentous occasion. I think it's a game that everyone puts in their calendar, biggest game in the home and away season, and something that we all really look forward to. It's quite a nice build up. We had our young guys and new to the club go to the Shrine yesterday and kind of get that experience and kind of learn more about what the club does to represent all the Anzacs on this day. But I think, what we look forward to the most tomorrow is just the minute silence, and obviously just reminiscing about the past, and then being able to soak in the entire atmosphere is quite amazing. I know Ben's going to love it tomorrow, but as soon as that last post is done and that siren goes to start, everyone's just kind of running back. I get goosebumps every year.
Yeah. That's amazing. I don't think there's a better sound in sport. Unfortunately, as a Bombers fan, I've been on the wrong side of a lot of Anzac Day games, but that moment silence, thanks for the pat on the back.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
That. But that sound, that moment silence ending when the siren goes and the roar of that crowd at the G.
Are you going to get a kick? Because I'm going to put you for Anzac Day medal in me multi.
Oh,
you better get a kick.
Every time you tell me that you bet on me, I don't deliver for you.
No, he doesn't. I put him in me multis to get 20 every week, and he gets like 19-17, and I send him abusive messages. Man, kick a ball in or something. You know, you can kick it out of the goal. Anyway,
it's not my role. I've got to play my role, mate.
Let's not talk about that now. Your brother is Harry. You're twins.
Yep.
And this stat will blow your mind, Boxy. Now, you've both been playing for 7 years. You just played at North Melbourne, and now you're obviously at the Bombers.
Yep.
And Harry plays at Carlton. Fullback,
mm-hmm.
Ben, Harry, Coleman medalist, full forward, who I wanted to help goal kick, but now he's got it up.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. Hey, he's on now.
He's on. Lucky he didn't take your advice.
No, he would have been. He wouldn't kick a point. Hey, you've never played on each other.
Never.
You've never, ever, ever played in the same game together.
Well, actually, in the VFL we did a few years back.
In
the VFL. No, you wouldn't. It's not in your vocabulary.
But you've never played an AFL?
Not AFL.
Because there's a rumour going around, Boxy, that they're the one person.
Yeah.
They're actually not twins.
Well, I'm fascinated because I know a lot about footy and footy skills. Now, so when you were growing up, does that, like, because you'd play and practice together, was one fullback, one was full forward?
A little bit. We didn't really grow until like year 10, year 11. So we sort of played in the midfield growing up. But
dominating.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, I think it was like year 10, year 11 when we started to go sort of key position. So I played a little bit of forward and back, but Harry was always a forward and took to all the limelight, so nothing changed.
Hey, now we're going to play a little game with you two. We're going to start with Jack.
Feb's idea, this game, by the way.
Oh, it's actually your idea.
Be a failure. Well, it was my idea.
It was actually her.
I know, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to play it because it's a bit of fun. It's even got its own intro, I believe.
Staying there 5 minutes.
Now, shoot, shag, and marry, Jack. Now, I'm going to give you three names. Darcy Moore, Jordan Ngoi, and Jack Ginnivan.
This is a terrible game.
So hang on. These are Jack's.
You can't. I don't want to play this game.
There's his play. There is.
Hey, just plagues. Play. Who would you shoot?
I'm not playing. I'm not getting myself in any trouble.
Yeah, who did you say?
Any trouble?
Who were the players you said?
Yeah.
Darcy Moore.
Jack Ginnivan, Moore, and Jordan Ngoi.
I love them all.
Yeah. I'd shoot Jack. I'll play for you.
Okay.
I'll shoot Jack Ginnivan because he's not there anymore.
Yes.
I'd marry Darcy Moore because he seems like a good dude. And I reckon Jordan Ngoi would go off.
Okay. So, yeah, this is why you can say I'm not saying anything.
I reckon that's what you would have said.
No comment.
No comment.
You
don't want to play either, do you?
Probably not.
Yeah. So I told you.
You
know what I said on the
party game? We need to play.
I had another idea,
though.
You did say they wouldn't want to play, but I said, but why don't you do it with football clubs? Like if it was like, if you, okay, Jack, how would you go with this? Richmond, Bulldogs, Carlton. Got to shoot one, shag one, marry the other.
Yeah, I'm still signed for another few years, but there we go. I did barrack for Carlton growing up, yes. So I'd probably marry them.
Okay.
And then I'd just shoot the rest of them.
You'd shoot North?
No, I still like North.
You like North?
Yep. No bad blood there, mate.
That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Spent 8 years there, so love my time.
Yeah. You know how many games he won in that time? This is the best stat ever.
We heard this stat.
I feel so sorry for him.
It was very grim.
What's the stat?
I won 8 games in 70-odd appearances, and then in the first 6 weeks of this year, I've won 4 games already. So I've sort of halved my career.
Oh, wow.
In a 6 week period, yeah.
You said you spent 8 years there?
8 years, yeah.
8 wins in 8 years.
Yeah, literally. I averaged one win a year.
Hey, you'll get one on in tomorrow after that.
Hopefully.
Bad karma coming your way. Now, you were a Carlton supporter. Is it true you used to fall asleep with me on your wall?
You're asking Jack that question.
Yeah.
No, I was going back a bit further. I was a big Cooter fan, but then you slowly came into the picture. I wasn't big for pictures on the wall, but I used to model my goal kicking off him.
Really? Of Cooter or Fev?
Nah, Fev.
Fev. What about you, Ben? Were you a Fev fan? Because he just assumes everyone is.
We were Essendon supporters growing up.
Oh, so you were an Essendon supporter.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yep.
The Velvet Sledgehammer, Matty Lloyd.
Lloydy, Fletch, those sort of guys. Hurdy growing up. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that
Fev wasn't on the wall, unfortunately.
No, I wasn't on the wall. I was on Jack's wall, though. He's lying. And that's why he wears 25 at Collingwood, because I was 25.
That's exactly right.
Hey, there's the Ben and Harry podcast every Tuesday as well. You can subscribe on Listener. How good is that? Having you boys part of the family, wherever you get your podcasts as well. Make sure you get around it.
Bit of footy, bit of life chat. Obviously, we're twins, so we give each other a fair bit of stick. People seem to enjoy that side of it. So, bit of balance of footy chat, bit of insight. But basically, we're just taking the piss out of each other.
Do people come up to you and say, "Hey, Harry, can I have an autograph?"
Sometimes the Carlton supporters do. Yeah. It does my head in. So, maybe every now and then, mate. Yeah. But no, the podcast is good. We've been doing it for, this is our second season. So
good.
It's been great. We've really enjoyed the whole process, and listeners have been fantastic. And
having us in, we're for more years, are you saying?
We're chipping away at it. So we're not amazing at it compared to you guys, but we're having a lot of fun.
Didn't you just hear our game that we just played? I think you might have us covered.
Good luck tomorrow, boys.
Yes,
look at you standing next to each other.
Thanks,
tomorrow,
guys.
The rivalry kicks in. Collingwood Essendon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You know what would be the best outcome? Tomorrow, there's like a big melee and these two punch on.
Oh.
And I'd say it all started from this show.
Shoot, shag, marry. Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Nick, you had a big weekend, the closing of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes.
You ended up at the Cherry Bar and Warwick Happer was DJing.
He was. I was very excited. I was about to leave. I was at a venue a couple doors down, Basement Comedy Club, and on the way out, a mate of ours, comedian Luke Heggie, said, "I heard news. Warwick Capper is in Cherry Bar tonight."
The
and I
whiz.
Thought, we have to go. The Cappuccino's on the decks.
Who refers to you as Ned Kelly, doesn't actually know
Whiskers.
Your real name.
G'day, Whiskers.
And he did reveal that his new business venture, which was
Westminster Secrets.
A brothel.
Yep.
In Wheelers Hill, is that right?
No, Oakley.
Oakley. He sold it, but we thought, well, let's actually confirm this and get him on the line.
Don't know if he wanted me to say it, but too late, Wiz.
We'll find out.
He'll tell us, don't worry.
Let's just ask him what's going on in his life. Let's call, type in the digits. Will he answer?
It's $100 to answer.
Warwick Capper! It's Fifi, Fev and Nick!
Hey, come on, mate!
Hey.
Cappuccino!
I'm just in the spa. Are you a Bill?
Are you serious? Are you in the spa?
Yeah, with Hard Barker. You'll be out here.
Capper across the news.
Capper,
I like
how would you go if you were doing something up on stage and a baby was crying? How would you go with that?
Oh, I'd love it. I've done 5 million shows. I'd include in the show.
Yeah, I imagine you'd do
Capper would have gone out and done a specky on the mum and gotten everyone to take photos.
I would have gone, there's a kick to 100, not like 1099, but the Hall of Fame, you'll be okay.
Hey, Wiz, how are you, mate? Now, Cody did see you're at the Cherry Bar doing a little bit of DJing on Saturday night.
Yeah, I saw Whisker came in. It was good. I saw Nick Kelly. No one knew him, but I stole the show for an hour.
And he said that you what's happened with your brothel? What's going on?
I asked him.
Yeah, we sold that. A Chinese guy bought it, and they're calling it Kappa Chopperamas now. So we'll just I'll move on to the next one in Box Hill. Box Hill. Buy one there.
Oh, you're getting another one?
Yeah.
Did you make any money off it or what?
Oh, we did all right, mate. I think it probably even did all right, yeah.
That's good.
Did you want to sell it? I thought this was your new career.
You just did all the ads on Instagram.
Oh, we're going to buy one a year, just break even. We're happy with that. Give something back to the public.
What sort of cash did you make, though? Come on.
I bet even, mate, so we did all right.
Even?
Yeah, we did all right, mate.
What was the point of it then?
We gave something back to the public. And down locally, they definitely need that because there's a lot of sort of bikies happening down there. So we've given something back to Oakley.
Who are you in the spa with?
Just myself and Lisa in about 10 minutes. About to go for a run.
I got to meet Lisa.
What about Lisa getting in the Hall of Fame for the Carlton?
Yeah,
you're like with her now.
Yeah, thank you.
Good on you, mate. I'm going to be in the AFL Hall of Fame, Lee Matthews said. He's going to vote for me, put me in the arm next to Dunstall.
You're going
to
be in it.
The AFL is $700 million in marketing, thanks to Wizard Cap.
You're going to make the AFL $700 million.
That's what I made them in marketing over the last 45 years. So three cheers to Warwick and to a lesser extent, Fev. You're beauty.
Yeah,
what about congrats to Fox FM being number one because of me? And I'm also number one on the Spotify's with our T-Wiz podcast. I beat Alex Baldwin last week, so very happy with myself.
Alex? Does he do a podcast?
Alex Baldwin.
Alex Baldwin.
I didn't know that.
I can't say it's probably, but that's his name.
What's your podcast about, Wiz?
T-Wiz, so tune in every Friday, guys.
What do you talk about?
Our favourite subject, myself.
Of course. Warwick Kappa, thanks for joining us here at The Fox. See you, mate.
See you, guys.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Time to give you an answer for Alpha Bucks. If you are playing, it was just on the screen in front of me and it's gone. Did you type it in and then delete it? No, something's happened. I need a mouse.
I don't have it either.
Let's
guess it.
I saw. It was a letter Y. I saw that much. So if you're playing, what's happening?
Friday, the 26th.
What's the question?
Okay, the question is, it keeps going. Someone's playing with my mouse. The question is a fruit, and I'm going to say beginning with the letter Y.
Is it a Yumbri?
Bingo. A Yumbri would be correct.
What? Now I'm on face side. That was too quick.
I come up on the screen and I deleted it. What the f*** is a Yumbri?
That's where we were last Friday. Yeah.
No, it was on the screen. As I deleted.
You were playing with my mouse.
Yeah.
Write it down. We'll speak to you on Friday the 26th. That's when that answer is for. Well done.
I did it too quick. That's too quick.
Yes, James Blake?
A Yumbri is also known as a Chinese bayberry.
Yeah.
Like a lychee?
Brother.
He's talking again.
It's kind of like a strawberry.
Yeah, right.
Brother.
Every time you talk.
101.9 The Fox.
Got a very funny text message from my beautiful wife, Lucia, yesterday morning when the show finished.
That's over.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh, finally, a bit of free time to myself. It wasn't a great message. It was a funny one. She said she sent me a screenshot of a local mum's group, and it did make me laugh a lot because it brought up a debate that I kicked off earlier this year. Can I leave my child in the car to pay for petrol?
No.
Absolutely not.
You are kidding. I do it every time.
What
do you mean?
Hang on.
Carjacking.
Your babies?
Yeah.
What?
5-year-old and 2-year-old I've got. I leave them in the car.
Do you not watch Crime Stoppers? Take cars with
You know whose cars get taken with kids in them? Idiots that leave their cars open with the keys in them. And I stand by that. And I stood by it that day. And a week later, you tried to scare me. You went to the top dog, Commissioner of the Victoria Police, Shane Patton, and he came in and had this to say. And then I found out apparently it's illegal here in Victoria to leave a kid for any amount of time in a car.
Now, the reality is you haven't committed any offence at all. The leaving the child... if you've got a responsibility for a kid, they're under your supervision, you can't leave them unattended for any period longer than is reasonable in the circumstances.
So my wife sent me a text yesterday and the text said, ha ha, your rants are now being used as legal evidence in local mums groups.
What?
And it was a screenshot of a local mums group and there was a woman, Carly, saying, it's actually illegal, I think,
to leave your child in the car while you pay for petrol. So no, I don't think he did the right thing. Obviously, they were throwing a dad under the bus in there. And woman Casey said, whilst that may be true, I think 90% of parents here would not be carting all their kids out at the same time. And then another woman, Cindy, just wrote, "Hey, Carly, not illegal." And a link to our podcast where Shane Patton came on and sorted that all out for everyone.
So you have sorted that out on behalf of that mum's chat group.
I've infiltrated the mum's group. I'm on the inside getting it done. Now, if they need to know anything about crying babies at comedy shows, feel free to put up yesterday's podcast. I sorted that out too.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
On the back of a TikTok person who fancies herself as a comedian, she has red hair and hanging out with some Australians was the first time she got called or heard the word ranger. And I have just had that moment, you know, like we often do that segment, what did you just learn? I've just learned that ranger is short for orangutan.
Yeah, it's just you and new probie, Dan.
Dan, I know. Yeah, that's where you're at. No, I don't. Dan, are you and I the only two in the team that didn't know that?
I think so. And I'm pretty sure redheads are going extinct. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Didn't hear that. No, Where did you get this from? No, let's get more. What's more?
True.
Tell us about your stat. Right.
I'm pretty sure it's just a recessive gene. It's going down, like declining. Like they could
dwindling
be extinct.
Numbers.
No, everything's going that way, man. Yeah.
Grab a redhead while you can. And here's another fact. Ireland has the highest number of redhead people per capita in the world, with a percentage of those with red hair at around 10%. Ooh, okay. Sarah's in Frankston. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, Sarah. Now, are you one of these rare combinations, the red hair, green eyes?
I absolutely am. I am red hair, green eyes, and it is the rarest combination in the world.
Wow.
So if you can get one of us, hang on to us.
Oh, is someone hanging on to you right now?
They are. Well, not right now, but.
hey, Sarah, do you have kids?
I do.
And what are their colour eyes and hair?
Funnily enough, I've got a redhead, a brunette, and a blonde, all with blue eyes.
Like an old bar joke.
Not one of them is carrying the green eyes.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Red hair, blue eyes.
Did your partner, was that what they, I'm assuming he was looking for?
He was dark hair, blue eyes. And yeah, apparently redheads go off was what they used to say. Now, I don't know what that would mean.
Go off like a frog in the sock.
I don't know what that means.
Good on you, Sez.
When someone cuts me off in traffic.
I feel like we need to put you in a museum or something. Like,
Madame Tussauds.
But it's true. I didn't know that redheads were becoming extinct, and you're one of those rare combinations. I love it. Thanks for calling, Sarah. Matt in Pakenham. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Maddie.
Yeah, good, Matt. What colour's your hair?
I'm a little ginge as well, or big ginge, I should say.
Can I ask, Matt, do you, because I don't use the term ranger, I do find it quite offensive.
You just found out what it was, what it stood
well,
for.
Well, I know now I find it more offensive, but because I love red hair, but do you find that offensive when people call you a ginge or a ranger?
No, you grow up to get used to it. And
sauce.
And the positive, yeah, like you got, some Louis. Wonderful names.
Louis
we
Sauce.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And us rangers, we just go wild in the bedroom.
Oh.
Sarah just said this. Did not know that. Is it does it come with the genes? Like,
oh, we're just fiery.
Fiery redheads. That's another, stereotype.
Anyone could be good in the bedroom.
And I got my little boy. He's 7 months old. He's a little ginger as well.
Oh,
is he?
Cutie.
Blue eyes. He's grouse.
Oh, ginger.
That's so cute.
I love that.
Because it's funny, sometimes, and even Matt...
Dad's describing their babies as a great
little ranger.
Yeah,
you
top
having
stuff.
A little redhead, and Sarah saying she only had one. Sometimes it's interesting because when you see redheads don't always have redhead kids, but also when you meet redheads and you see their parents weren't redhead, it can be a recessive gene.
Mm.
It's a great gene. I think it's really unique. Like, you know, my granny, we talked about her earlier, Isabella, she had red hair, and none of us got it.
No.
It's a shame.
Yeah, and I thought maybe my kids would have got it. No. Hasn't come through yet. A little surprise packet for Trixie one day.
Imagine if she just went red. Oh, I should be flat.
Thank you, Matt. Another Matt in Gippsland. Hey, Maddie.
There you going?
Yeah, good. What are you redhead?
No, I'm not redhead, but they're pretty good looking.
They are, aren't they? Are you into them?
Oh, look, yeah, they're rather attractive.
Okay, now what have you got a story to tell us?
Oh, a little bit of a story. So this one time got arrested by a redhead cop and she was fantastic.
So when she said put your hands behind your back, you said no worries.
Yeah, with pleasure, darling.
That'll do.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.